Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is the Black Hills Stock Show in Rapid City, South Dakota. Our guest is Miss Rodeo Iowa. It's so good to see you on a beautiful Saturday night.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Micah, you have quite a tradition in the sport of rodeo and the families of rodeo around the country. Would you share yours with us?
Absolutely. So my grandfather, Bob Barnes, he started Barnes Pure City Rodeo back in 1950, and we've been putting on rodeos ever since. My dad now carries that tradition. My grandma, Miss Danita, and my grandpa Bob, they are both there in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. My grandma now has the Danita Barnes Lifetime Achievement Award, which is pretty amazing. Knowing her, she was an amazing woman. And yeah, we're just, rodeo is kind of in my blood, and now I get to promote it through a different level. I'm really excited.
Bob Barnes is a special man in the history of our sport, something extremely notable. He has had bucking horses at pretty much every Wrangler National Finals rodeo since its inception in 1959. It started in Dallas, went to Los Angeles, back to Dallas, Oklahoma City, now Las Vegas. And that standard of excellence does not come without much effort and heart.
No, sir. It's a lot of work, definitely. A lot of people think it's just kind of, you know, sunshine and rainbows, but it's not. It's a lot of early mornings, late nights. You got to take care of your stock, you know. That's kind of your lifestyle. You got to, if they're sick, you got to doctor them. It's a lot of money, but you got to deal with it.
And you follow a winning tradition with your father, Marty. He's a circuit champion how many times in the bronc riding?
Oh, I cannot tell you how many times. He's multiple different circuit champs. I know that. He's been First Frontier, Great Lakes. He's won a couple all-arounds. I believe he has the most wins at the National Circuit Finals when they were held in Pocatello, Idaho. Mostly it's been bronc riding, some calf roping. He even made the steer wrestling. That's one of his big accomplishments, if you ask him.
Well, what intrigued you to be in royalty as Miss Rodeo Iowa?
It seems something different, you know. I'm typically a breakaway roper. I can flank. I've hazed some. It's just I've done everything else in rodeo. I figured why not give queening a shot. I get to meet a lot of great people, go to a lot of places, and just really bring in our fan base and just kind of grow it. And that's the big thing for me, is growing our fan base, kind of showing them the behind the scenes of rodeo and why it truly is the greatest sport on dirt.
What would a young girl do, and how would she get started in this endeavor?
Absolutely. There's a lot of different pageants within your state. You can start out at a PRCA level. You can start out at your, you know, county fair rodeo. This is basically my first big title. I was Miss Days of 56 in Ponca, Nebraska. That was really the only title I had before this. So if you put your mind to it, you can do anything you want.
What have you learned?
I've learned that you can look a lot nicer being a queen than you do when you're typically flanking bucking horses.
Yes, ma'am. Are you having fun?
Absolutely. It's been a blast getting to know all these new people, getting to go, like I said, all these great places, and just getting to meet people that I don't normally get to meet, you know, different rodeo families, different contestants. It's been a blessing, it really has.
In my life, you know, people are different, and I think that is such a blessing.
Absolutely.
What have you noticed about the Deep South and the differences between maybe your home in Iowa and up here in the Dakotas?
Well, for one, the accents change a lot. I get told I have kind of a northern accent, so that's pretty fun for me. But what I really like is the similarities. You know, rodeo family doesn't matter if you're from the South, the North, East, or West. Rodeo is a family. They're going to treat you like family. They're going to give you the best that they can. They're going to just treat you like their own.
So you come from a strong family of success and a good work ethic and just kind people.
Absolutely.
What could you possibly share with the young ladies listening that maybe you have learned from Colonel Bob or Marty?
So it kind of goes with my platform this year, which is to be the light, coming from Scripture, Matthew 5:16, which is basically in everything you do, make sure to glorify the Lord. That was really big in my family. You know, prayers go up, blessings come down kind of thing. So my big thing, if I had one thing that you could take away, would just be good to people. They're going to be good to you. Leave a positive impact wherever you can, because you never know. You never know, like, what people are going through, what battles they're facing, and maybe they just need that one kind person in their life.
That's words of our champion, Micah Barnes, Miss Rodeo Iowa, potentially Miss Rodeo America. Micah, thank you.
Thanks.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.